Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a very special guest in the studio, Randy Osborne. He is a state committeeman for the Republican Party representing Marion County. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
It is great to see you again, and you have, tell me about this awesome event you have lined up.
Bob, we have one of the best list of speakers that I've ever seen in Marion County. It is absolutely amazing. For example, Pastor Lorenzo Sewell. Pastor Lorenzo Sewell, if you remember, he gave one of the inauguration prayers at Trump's inauguration and brought down the house. It was a famous prayer now that's out there. It's called the Freedom, Let Freedom Ring prayer. Dr. Latipo, he's coming as an author. The name of his new book is Transcend Fear, and it's about COVID. Great. And, of course, we have Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be there. Also, this is unusual for any event, but we have two candidates that are running for governor. One is Byron Donalds, Congressman Byron Donalds, and former Speaker of the House, Paul Renner. Both of those will be there. Both of them will be speaking at that event. So we're really excited about it. We have John Kahn. He's the COO of Breitbart. He's going to be there. He's also a musician, which a lot of people don't know about that, but he wrote two songs that one of them was a Tea Party favorite that people don't even know about. And the other one was Fighter, which was sung at one of the Trump events at Madison Square Garden.
Wow. You do have a talented list of people that are going to be there. That is interesting. So you're going to have U.S. Congressman Byron Donalds and Florida Speaker Paul Renner, and they're both running for governor. And, you know, both staunch conservatives seem like they have their credentials lined up. And this will be an interesting primary coming up. Have you heard of anybody else that's thinking about jumping in?
We've heard some noise about a couple of people, but we really don't know if they're going to get in or not. And because of these two candidates, they're so strong. If I was running, of course, obviously I'm a no name, no person. But if I was to do this, I would say, "Wow, we've got two good candidates. Let's leave it there." But who knows? Somebody else might get in the race.
Well, you never know. But if you'll be in the know if you attend this Sequins and Saddles event, which is November 15th. And that'll be here before you know it. And I want to make sure that people know there's a VIP ticket option for you. And you get to go in and join the and begin the festivities a little bit early. But ticket sales end for this on November the 8th. So it's imperative that you take action on this right away, because you have to have a ticket to get in, and they're not going to sell any at the door, correct?
That is correct. So the tickets start at $100, and then VIP goes up to about $150. I just want to put a shout out to our county chair, Bridget Smith, and P.G. Schaefer, which is our state committee woman, and the rest of the board have done an excellent job this year, and we're really, really excited about the event, and we're really looking forward to it.
What is the venue? I didn't see it listed here.
Oh, this is located. It'll be located at Top of the World Auditorium. We've done that. This is the second year we've done that, and it's been a great, great venue.
Well, how does that How is that size wise? Put 1,000 people in there?
You can probably put about 700.
Okay.
Somewhere in that.
Because I think you've got a pretty good draw here, and that's why I want to remind people, don't wait until the tickets sell out or you get shut out, because the 8th, they're going to absolutely cut it off so that they can properly prepare for the crowd. And, I'm sorry, it is your Circle Square Cultural Center.
That's correct.
It is listed, and as soon as you said Top of the World, I'm like, oh, yeah. I haven't been to that particular venue. I've been to Top of the World. Looks like a nice place. Anything else that you want to add? This is the biggest fundraiser for Marion County Republican Executive Committee. This is so they can do all the great work, help to develop some folks that would run locally or even statewide, right?
That's right. Our major objective of our party is to get good, strong Republican, conservative Republicans elected. But even beyond that, we engage the issues in Marion County. We engage the issues with crime. We engage our school system, because those things are critically important for an infrastructure of any community. And as a Republican Party, we work very, very diligently on that. And this fundraiser directly helps fund those efforts.
Well, and they're very important efforts. And I don't know throughout the state of Florida if there is a lot of really strong executive committees. And I'm not being disparaging to anyone, but I just want to point out that we know in the Florida legislature, you know, there's some rhinos in there.
That's right.
And they realize, hey, if I'm going to win any election, I've got to run as a Republican, whether they are or not. And somehow, in many cases, they're able to kind of slip through, so to speak. And we hope there's more strong people like you that can kind of guide us as a gatekeeper to help steer us toward the, in this case, you know, the more conservative, the real Republicans, I guess I'd say.
That's right. We have a lot of people, and you know this, coming in from other states, mm-hmm. and most of them are blue states. And so that is a concern that we have, not that we don't welcome them, but it's a concern that we want to make sure that we keep our state, our local communities very conservative, very strong, and economically strong. We have to have Republicans in those seats to be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, fiscally, we're in great shape, you know, via Tallahassee. From that perspective, we're in very good shape. And what's the old adage? A wolf can change its coat, but never its disposition. So just remember that when somebody doesn't have a track record of conservative votes or conservative support behind them, some of these Johnny-come-latelys you got to keep an eye on, right?
Well, yeah, and we've really been fortunate, and you know, the governor has touted the numbers of the growth of conservative voters in this state over the last couple of years, despite everyone who's moving here. I mean, it's only been getting stronger on our side.
It seems like people that are proactive enough to want to relocate from maybe a blue state absolutely have the reasons in mind. So when they come here, they're smart enough, I hope, that they don't want to, you know, go back to what they had before. They don't want the high taxes and the ridiculousness that goes with that.
I also have a feeling that just because of the upcoming election that's happening in New York City, mm-hmm. I think we're going to have a mass exodus coming in the states like Florida.
I know. It's been talked about, and absolutely we're going to be the beneficiaries of at least some of that, it looks like, for sure. All right. Anything else that you wanted to add, Randy?
We're looking forward to it. You can go to MarionCountyREC.com, MarionCountyREC.com. Click on that site. You can get your tickets. Tickets are selling very, very quickly, so we really want to encourage you to do that as soon as possible.
Going to be a great event, November 15th, Sequins and Saddles, Circle Square Cultural Center. You've got Congressman Byron Donalds, Florida Speaker Paul Renner, and a lot of other fine folks lined up as well, so great job on that. And Randy Osborne, State Committeeman from Marion County, it is a pleasure to see you once again, and good luck with the event.
Thank you very much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, And my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.